Page 36. Later that evening, Ricky was watching his monitor. He could see David and Jack running away. Then the image moved around, and Ricky's face filled the screen. And he was smiling. Ricky was smiling in real life too. It was his best footage so far. He wanted to make an edited film as quickly as he could. So he went downstairs, said goodnight to his parents, and went back to his room. But he didn't go to bed. He worked secretly and in silence. Later, he heard someone go to the bathroom. Then he heard voices in the road shouting. And all the time, he was watching, cutting, adding music, making his film sharper and funnier. Then he heard a single bird singing in the garden. He went to the window and looked out. Grey light was in the sky. The sun was rising. He rubbed his red eyes. He had to get some sleep. 2 hours later, there was a loud knocking at his door.
"Ricky, are you up?" his mother called out. "Your breakfast is on the table."
On Wednesday after school, Holly was walking home with a big pile of library books. She had to do a project, and the information she needed wasn't on the internet. She had to use books, and they were heavy.
"Can I help you with those books?" asked David.
"What?" said Holly.
She didn't look friendly.
"I said, can I help you with..."
"I heard what you said."
"What is it?" "I was just being polite." "Well, I don't want you to be polite, and I don't want your help. And stop looking at me like that."
"Like what?"
"Like that, in that weird way."
"Take it easy, Holly," said David.
She was really angry with him now, and he didn't know why.
"Okay, I can take it easy, but stop sending me all those stupid letters."
David was completely confused now.
"I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about these."
Holly put down the library books and took a bunch of letters from her school bag. She held them up in front of his face.
"Do you remember them now?"
David took the letters and started reading. They all started, "My dearest Holly." And they all finished with,
"I love you." "I didn't write these," said David. "And anyway, there are spelling mistakes in them, and I'm good at spelling."
Holly thought about that for a moment. It was true. In fact, David was a brilliant writer. He was probably the best speller in the whole of Westbourne.
"Well, if you didn't write them," said Holly, "who did?"
David shook his head. On Thursday afternoon, a boy was sitting in the shadows outside a garage. He clearly didn't want anybody to see him. He was holding a laptop and studying its screen. Inside the garage, Zadie, Grace, and Holly were getting ready to start their rehearsal. They always rehearsed in the garage of Grace's parents. That's why they called their band the Garage Girls. Zadie sat down behind her drums. Holly picked up her guitar and plugged it in the amplifier. Grace picked up her guitar and stood in front of the microphone.
"What are we going to play?" asked Zadie.
"Let's try our new song," said Grace. "Okay?"
"Okay,"
said Holly and Zadie together.